live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone. And
DJ Phone got an entertaining list for you today. We're going to be talking about entertainment and sports, two of my favorite topics. We're going to talk about what's going on not only at the Highland Center for Natural History, but also with the Folk Sessions concert. Some big shows coming to town. We have Tom Agostino here to talk about that. And then after the news break at the bottom of the hour, you will hear from the Yavapai College Hall of Fame soccer coach, Mike Pantaleone, as the Rough Riders' new soccer season gets underway very shortly, and I'm sure Mike will have some cogent comments about the recently completed World Cup. On the baseball side, the Diamondbacks are in Chicago for four games with the Cubs at historic Wrigley Field tonight and Tuesday evening, and then Wednesday and Thursday late morning starts. Now that will bump Q&A on Wednesday and Thursday to 3 p.m. You can catch all the action live with the pregame show joined in progress at 5 o'clock today, the first pitch at 5:05. Speaking of Wrigley Field, if you are not of a certain age like mine, you might not remember there was another Wrigley Field. There was an old TV series back in 1959-60 called Home Run Derby, and it was filmed at Wrigley Field in South Central Los Angeles at 36th and Avalon. And when the Los Angeles Angels came into the American League in 1961, that's where they played their first few seasons. And it was a home run hitter's paradise because it was only 345 feet to the left field power alley, and right across the street were these tall homes with gabled roofs, and boy, did they take a beating during batting practice and American League games. So yeah, the original Wrigley Field, also owned by Philip K. Wrigley of Wrigley Gum fame. Of course, his family owned the Wrigley Field in Chicago too, and they own Santa Catalina Island off of Los Angeles, which is why the Cubs had their spring training there for so many years. So we've got music, outdoors, and soccer coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
Your air conditioner is the ticket to cool comfort in your home. The longer you properly maintain it, the longer the efficiency of your unit. We'll have tips on annual maintenance to keep your AC in A-plus condition. From outdoor trees and plants to everything for the Arizona homeowner, start your weekend with every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Laying awake at night with that all too familiar what if, or going through the probate process with a family member or friend, you have worked hard building this life. Protect your legacy, gain peace of mind that your estate and family will be taken care of by putting in place a properly drafted estate plan. Hi, I'm Mike Menlove with Menlove Law, TFC and Estate Document Service. Come in to see us and talk about your estate planning. Don't wait until it's too late to plan for the future. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
Provide value. That is what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fong.
And summertime means outdoor music, and it's time to get back to the Highland Center, our 11th summer under the stars there. Yeah.
Wow, boy. You know, you mentioned summertime. I went to the San Diego County Fair about 10 years ago to see Kenny Loggins. Mm-hmm. And when the show was over, and this was in the grandstand where the horse racing track is, and when the show was over, there were only about maybe 10 people left in the stands. But they had the Sly and the Family Stone song, Hot Fun in the Summertime, mm-hmm. playing, you know, County Fair in the Country, son. And this couple is dancing in the stands. And I cannot get that image out of my mind, how cool that was. That was just summertime music right there. So you've got a show coming up, a big one in the outdoors, coming up this Friday. Tell us about that.
Well, we're bringing up three of my favorite artists, and you know, we've been doing the folk sessions for 15 years, mm-hmm. and I've gotten to meet a lot of artists, and these three specifically kind of represent a really nice part of what is kind of currently Americana music. JC and Lainey, they're from the Valley, and they're a duo. And in 2016, they were Grammy nominees for what's called the Amplifier Award, which is for Best Upcoming New Bands. And they didn't win, but they were a nominee. And they, what's so unique about them is they're not what you would call traditional folk. Mm-hmm. Their original music, JC is a really high-end songwriter. And they have a beautiful sound. I call them more pop than folk. But they have kind of tradition to the Americana field, and Lainey Graywald is my personal favorite female vocalist in Arizona. So for me, it's always a thrill when they come here. Then I have them playing with Jim Pipkin, and Jim Pipkin used to be called the Arizona Trooper, and he is real Daryl Americana. He's called Americana Original Sour Mash for the Soul. That's how one of his songs are really about the people, about my, one of his famous songs is Tommy Knockers, about a big mining disaster in the early 1900s in Arizona. Mm-hmm. A lot of his songs are about the state. He really goes into the history. He writes songs about outrageous characters who were part of our heritage. And, if you're not familiar with Jim Pipkin, he has one of the best voices. Oh, he's like Burl Ives kind of voice. Really good storyteller. And then, were you at our 15th anniversary show? We featured a woman from Los Angeles who had just come out, and I felt so in love with her. I invited her to be part of that big show. Her name is Karen Dizell, and she is a very original singer-songwriter from L.A. Interesting, the little side story, because this is a news show. She lives a half a mile from the Trader Joe's that... Green 4 times a week, knows everybody there.
Sure.
And so she's going to come out and play too. So it's going to be just a really nice night of a lot of original music, which is, for me, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Tom, you've gotten to know so many singers and songwriters over the years. Mm-hmm. It's funny how many musicians I talk to who will tell me about themselves, you know, I don't really like my voice. Have you ever heard singers say that?
Well, I have a lot of people who won't listen to themselves. Not that they say, well, I don't like my voice, but they won't listen to their songs.
A lot of actors won't see their own movies.
Yeah, it's the same kind of a thing. There's something about when they hear it, they want it to be different. I don't know, you know. I think if you're out there and you're performing and you don't like your voice, I think you're kind of in the wrong business.
Yeah, I would think. But you know what happens too? You know, I'll have somebody here who, you know, is a guest, and then I send them a copy of the show and they hear it and they go, I sound like that.
I know.
It's funny, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've also got, for anybody who is a fan of Woody Guthrie, boy, have you got an event for them. That is coming up on August 12th.
Well, the Folk Sessions is teaming up with the Highland Center to produce two festivals this summer. One in August, which is the Woody in the Woods Festival, and then in September we're doing the Natural Woman Festival. Now, the Woody Festival is, you know, a lot of people know about Woody Guthrie as they think about him as a protest singer, and they think about, you know, the stuff he did. But he is an interesting guy. He did a lot of different things. And 75 years ago, he was hired by the Washington state government to come to the Willamette Valley when they were putting in a big dam project. In the Willamette River Valley, they're putting in that huge dam that's still there. Is it the Hoover Dam? I don't know my dams very well. But he... kind of like PR, to be a PR person and to kind of go into the communities and the little towns and kind of say, hey, this is a good thing that's happening, building this dam and conservation. And he spent a month there and he wrote 25 songs. In 1 month, he wrote 25 songs, songs like the Grand Coulee Dam and Pastures of Plenty. And it, there's a lot of lore about his time there, because again, sure, it was very short, and he had to drive, and he went all over Seattle and Washington, meeting with these people. And so there's been a lot of, around the country, a lot of activities for this 75th anniversary. And, you know, the Highland Center being a nature center, I thought, well, nice, the conservation side of Woody mixed with the nature side of the Highland Center. And so we're going to take over the Highland Center for a Saturday afternoon from 1 to 5. We have a lot of musicians from the Valley coming up. Brad Newman, our own Brad Newman, does a Woody Guthrie one-man Woody show.
And he's from, of course, the local Yavapai Exceptional Industries.
Yeah, and he's pretty exceptional in his own right. And he's going amphitheater at 3 to 5. There's going to be shows all afternoon in the Ramada. We're going to have kid shows in the play area. We're going to have one-man people doing like readings about Woody. We're going to show video of Woody when he was in the Willamette Valley. So it's going to be a Woody Fest.
Movie about Woody Guthrie.
Really good.
With David Carradine called Bound for Glory.
And Ronnie Cox.
Ronnie Cox. Cox was on the Elks Theater stage. I got to pass along this story, Tom, because you mentioned Woody Guthrie. His son, of course, was Arlo Guthrie.
Yeah.
And we all know Arlo Guthrie, of course, very talented guy, had a lot of great songs. But his most famous song, of course, is Alice's Restaurant. And when Arlo Guthrie played a theater in my hometown in St. Louis, I think it was like 1989 or something, it's one of these beautiful in-the-round theaters called Westport Playhouse. And every seat's very close to the stage, a wonderful place. Well, anyway, there was some guy in the back row who kept yelling, "Play Alice's Restaurant, man!" And of course, if that's your biggest hit, you're going to save it for the end of a show. Every artist does that.
Especially because it's 17 minutes long.
Well, that, again, yeah, there you go. That's another reason for it. But this guy was obviously drunk. He kept yelling that, and it was getting pretty irritating. So finally, about the fifth time this drunk yelled that, "Play Alice's Restaurant, man!" Arlo got on the mic and said, "Sir, I'm sorry, but on this particular tour, we're not doing Alice's Restaurant." So the drunk yells at profanity, and they have these security doors up at the back of the theater, and you can hear the door going. He leaves, and Guthrie asks the security guy, "Is that door locked now? He can't get back in?" He says, "Yes, sir, he won't get back in." He starts playing Alice's Restaurant.
Yeah.
I love that story. And any musician can identify with
and
that.
And they all have some... so obnoxious.
Oh, sure. You know, I was at the Illinois State Fair one year when K.T. Oslin, who had a big country hit with 80s ladies, she opened for George Strait, and she opened her set with her biggest hit, virtually daring everyone to stick around for the rest of her set. I thought, boy, lady, you really have some courage. That took a lot of toughness to do.
I remember one time, one last story, when Jackson Brown, somebody, I can't remember what the song was, but yelled at him, "Play," and it was...
Well, wouldn't that have been fun to be on that scene in Southern California? J.D. was rooming with Glenn Frey.
Yeah, yeah.
How's that for a circle of friends?
That is, yeah.
You know, you've also got one of your other big festivals coming up is August 17th with a bunch of old friends, including a really interesting band called Corn Smut.
Corn Smut. Is that great? For people who... It's kind of a fungus that grows on corn, and it's called Corn Smut, and it's part of nature, part of... And they're... wonderful. David is a teacher. He's a music teacher, and they're just really, really fun, fun people. In fact, they just got back just this weekend from a tour touring the Midwest, and they headlined the Pickers and Grinners convention down in Phoenix on Saturday. And they're subversive Americana.
Subversive Americana. Now, that sounds like an oxymoron.
Well, they write a...
Yeah. Oh, that's
and three of my favorites. They have their new CD called Shiloh Out, and it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Eric Ramsey, two-time...
Oh. And Prescott's Fare Thee Wells?
Yeah, that's a...
Oh, okay. Very yeah. good. Very good. We've got more coming up with Tom Agostino in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQ&A.com. Don't go away.
Hello, this is Ed Walsh for Lamb Nissan, where the summer savings are sizzling.
Right now, all 2018 Altimas are 25% off. Drive an Altima S for only $18,285. That's $6,000 in savings. Or get a brand new Sentra for under $16,000. Need something bigger? Drive a 2018 front-wheel drive Nissan Rogue S for only $21,488. Or a brand new all-wheel drive Nissan Rogue S for only $22,988. Your choice. Over $4,500 off. Rather have a truck? Why buy you? Used when you can buy new for less. Drive a 2018 Frontier for under $20,000. Plus, we're offering 0% financing for 60 months on all 2018 models.
Go to LambNissan.com for all of our great specials and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. I'm Ed Walsh at Lamb Nissan, and we're here to serve.
Prices include all manufacturer rebates plus tax, title, license, dealer, dock fee, and $385 3M package. 2018 Altima must finance within MAC. Offer expires July 31st, 2018.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Earnhardt Kia. Pitchers 1 Hour Air Conditioning, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Prescott Valley Automotive, Waters Garden Center, Eric Propane, Primavera Online School, Al's Auto Body, House Jules Country Bank, Prescott True Value, Affinity RV, Yamapai Bottle Gas, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Heating and Cooling, Cliff Castle Casino. D-backs host the Chicago Cubs Monday live at 5. On AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
This is your state representative, David Stringer. Like most Republican voters, I'm tired of candidates who campaign as conservatives but forget their promises after they've gotten elected. That's why my first term record in the legislature has been about keeping promises. I promised to oppose higher taxes and work to cut taxes instead. I've done just that. I promised to support more funding for our schools, particularly funding for our teachers and classrooms. I've kept that promise, helping to pass the biggest increase in school funding in Arizona history without raising taxes. I promised to work on a fix for I-17, and just this spring, the Department of Transportation announced a plan to build new lanes on I-17 without a tax hike or a toll road. I promised to support our constitutional freedoms, and this year we passed the strongest protections in the nation for campus free speech. I've kept my promises because that's the kind of representative you deserve. Visit VoteStringer.com to learn more and to get involved.
Paid for by Conservatives for Stringer.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
Cultural history. He books the folk sessions concerts around town. And I hear a little rumor going around town that in about 4.5 weeks when the Vuela tour, boy, I can't believe Vuela tour is back already.
Voila!
Performance in several venues last year. And I hear not only are they performing, of course, at the Highland Center, at the amphitheater, but also you're going to join them on stage with a bunch of other local acts and the French acts at the Elks Theater, correct?
Yeah, it's really nice. Elaine invited me to come and perform a few songs, and mm-hmm. so I'm going to drag Krista and Meg, and we'll do a couple of tunes, and like the Sugar and the Mint will be playing, Don Cheek and the Cheek Tones, so
yeah.
we'll have a little bit of a U.S. contingent along with the great French artists he brings.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the Friday is the Elk Show. The
right.
Sunday before we're calling it Les France in the Forest.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get the lay in there.
Yeah.
Les France in the Forest at the Highland Center. And it's going to be a festival from 3 to 8 with a concert at the amphitheater and plus, you know, tapas and wine and artists all over the place doing weird things. And real fringe stuff.
I have an one coming in that you think can sell maybe 800 seats. Do you book them for a 700-seat theater and miss out on those 100 seats, or do you book them into a 1,200-seat theater with 400 empty seats?
Well, we took in Prescott, and we don't really have – our theaters are really – structured, you know, so you have a 450-seat theater, which is the Elks, and then you literally, unless you want to risk, like, Ruth Theater, these lesson-used theaters, you have to jump to the college, which is 1,200 seats.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That big? Wow,
yeah,
really?
And it's a very, very nice theater that is just not used.
Yeah.
You know, for me, I call it it's like an across-the-river theater. How many tickets an artist can sell, you know, and it's a kind of a formula, you know. What are their quotes? Do they have a Grammy? What's their, do they have a hit? Well, just, you know, for me, it was things like they want things. And in my writer, back to all these bands, I have bold no prima donna requests. Exclamation, and they even kidded me about that at the last show.
The reason I ask is because one of the bands who played the Prescott Valley Event Center a couple of years ago, they had a the PVEC people called and said, "What in the world is this?" And the promoter said, "Oh, we just want to make sure you're reading the contract.
Yeah.
We weren't serious about it."
That happens too, you know, and they just want to make sure you do.
Yeah,
but I do because. You don't want to get these bands mad at you when they show up. But they always ask for booze, bottle of, because I'm a musician and I've toured. We treat our musicians really nice at the folk sessions. All you musicians out there listening to this, we take care of you at the folk sessions.
Yeah. And of course, the most famous ridiculous contract demand ever, of course, was
the Brown M&Ms.
I always wondered why that was.
Again, probably just that they read it.
Yeah, just because they read it. Yeah. Halen. Now, when I was living in St. Louis, I worked for a couple of years at the old Stouffer's Riverfront Hotel downtown, where a lot of bands and a lot of visiting ball clubs stayed. And a couple of times, we had a band completely trash the hotel room, throw stuff out the window in the pool, you know, stuff, you know. And the guy said, "Well," and of course, he tripled the actual amount of damage. Mm-hmm. He said, "About $700,000." Mm-hmm. Okay, write a check. See you next year.
Yep.
Wow. Holy smokes. So I guess
folk music
10 years ago. She won a whole bunch of Grammy Awards, then became a complete prima donna. She wouldn't show up sometimes until 3 hours after her listed showtime. Now she's having trouble selling tickets.
Well, you
I
know
why.
It's what do they say, you meet the people going up, you spend your hard earned money on tickets. Mm-hmm. Go to our website, folksessions.com.
Indeed. Tom Agostino, great shows coming up. Take advantage of them. Stay tuned.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally Bees has upped the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Serve with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally Bees Cafe.
This is Dr. Kelly Ward, and I approved this message. What if I told you about a politician who refused to support President Trump in the election and called his words hateful? A person that said we'll never have a border wall and that walls don't work. Someone who voted for amnesty 11 times and for wasteful government spending 28 times. You'd think it was a Democrat, or maybe Jeff Flake. Sadly, Martha McSally said and did all of this. Martha isn't a conservative. She's a fake Republican.
That's why Mitch McConnell and the failed Washington establishment support her. But Arizona Republicans won't be fooled anymore. I'm Dr. Kelly Ward, and I supported President Trump when it mattered most, not just to help myself in an election. I will build the wall, oppose amnesty, and secure our border. I'll be the conservative Arizona can trust. Paid for by Kelly Ward for Senate, Inc.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sandy from Yavapai County Contractors Association, and I say, don't start without us. When you call YCCA, I'll give you a list of reputable, reliable contractors so you'll know who to call for all your construction jobs, big or small. If you need work done on your home or office, one call does it all. Call me, 778-0040. Yavapai County Contractors Association, 778-0040. Don't start without us.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. Back to Q&A with DJ Phone in just a moment, but first, I'm Gregory Scott reporting with a check of news and weather from KQ&A, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. The opening of Chino Valley's new primary care clinic is just a few weeks away. Yavapai Regional Medical Center officials have announced physician care primary care is scheduled to open Monday, August 30th. Dr. Boyd Mariana explains there's already a physician care facility in Chino Valley, but it will be closing on the same day as the new clinic opens.
Actually opened our first clinic with two providers approximately a year and a half ago, and since then we realized that the community had a need, and we were searching the Chino area for a space.
Mariana says that the new location is also on Highway 89.
The old Chino Valley Medical Center clinic space that was occupied by an urgent care that has since closed. It's just going to be a pure outpatient clinic.
The physicians who currently treat patients at the current primary care clinic will continue to do so at the new facility. Two more doctors will join the practice on August 30th, and another will follow 1 week later. Cleanup continues after a week of heavy monsoon rains in northern Arizona. The Coconino County Board of Supervisors has declared a state of emergency due to major flooding in the Schultz Pass flood area north of Flagstaff.
We will be able to request from the state some funding and assistance for recovery efforts in the Schultz flood area.
Supervisor Liz Archuleta says there are truckloads of debris to haul away to clean up clogged flood control channels.
We have about probably 12 semi-truckloads of dead trees and boulders, 2 to 3 foot size boulders that need to be removed. We still have a lot of silt and some trees and rocks that need to be removed from the channels because we're expecting more rain. So we want to get that debris out so that the channels can continue to carry floodwaters.
Numerous properties were affected by floodwaters and debris from the San Francisco Peaks and adjoining forest. Your KQ&A forecast, warm all week. In the Prescott area, clear on into the evening, 66 for a low, sunny and hot with a high of 97 again tomorrow. Temperatures in the middle 90s all week long. In the Verde Valley, triple digits in your forecast. Clear and 73 tonight, sunny 104 on Tuesday. Temperatures above 100 with an excessive heat warning tomorrow and Wednesday. That's news and weather. I'm Gregory Scott for AM 1130, my 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. Like us on Facebook and listen live online at KQ&A.com.
Experts in treating chronic and hard-to-heal wounds. The Advanced Wound Care Center at the YRMC Del E. Webb Outpatient Center in Prescott Valley is ready to help. We work closely with your physician to create an individualized healing plan customized to your needs and lifestyle. This allows personal one-on-one care designed to enhance your comfort and recovery. Ask your doctor about hyperbaric oxygen therapy. It's state-of-the-art wound care therapy that accelerates healing and fights infection, and it's available at the Advanced Wound Care Center. Talk to your doctor about the Advanced Wound Care Center. We're conveniently located at the YRMC Del E. Webb Outpatient Center in Prescott Valley. Call 771-4788 or visit yrmc.org.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:35 with the Hall of Fame soccer coach himself, Coach Mike Pantaleone from Yavapai College. Mike, we have a lot to get to because, of course, the Rough Riders soccer season will be getting underway. You've got free soccer clinics coming up, and, of course, the World Cup was just completed. So I'll get to the most important question first for you. How is Rod Stewart?
Well, first, thanks for having me on the show once again. It's a pleasure. Rod Stewart still has great technique. When he sings the song Hot Legs, he kicks soccer balls into the audience.
He's still doing that. I'll be darned.
And he kicks it very well. Yeah. Very good technique, both feet, left foot and right foot, and while all singing at the same time.
Yeah.
So Rod Stewart put on a show at Caesar's Palace last month. And they put on the same type of show about 2 years ago, also in Caesar's Palace. So he's always a pleasure to watch.
And you can appreciate his soccer technique for sure. This is your 31st year at Yavapai College?
No, even number 30.
Even number 30. Wow. And you've got free clinics coming up in the middle of August. Tell us about those first.
Well, it's an annual tradition. We have youth soccer clinics, and yes, they're free for boys and girls ages 5 through 15. No registration required. If possible, youngsters should bring their own soccer ball, but it's not necessary. And the two clinics are held both on Saturdays from 9 to 10:30. On Saturday, August 11th, the clinic will take place at Mountain Valley Park in Prescott Valley, and on Saturday, August 18th, at Ken Lindley Field in Prescott. And again, it's an opportunity to meet the members of the 2018 Yavapai College soccer team who will be conducting the event. So it's also free souvenirs for the youngsters. So if they participate in the free clinic, they're going to be walking away with some gifts.
Coach, you've had 7 national championships so far, an overall record 6-15, 57-30, 27 state championships, 22 Region 1s, 21 West Districts, 21 national tournament appearances, 19 national Final Four appearances, 13 national championship games. So I have to ask you this. I remember some NFL coaches saying, whatever pleasure there is in a win, there's 10 times that pain in a loss. Is that true for you?
Well, we have 57 defeats, and I have 57 very good excuses, but we won't use them. We'll just reflect on the 615 victories, and you got to give the credit to the young men that are associated with the program over the last 30 years. You know, we've had 497 alumni, and this particular season that's coming up, we'll have about 21 new players. So we'll basically over 500 young men have been associated with this program over the past 30 years.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about your schedule coming up. It opens up in August.
Well, it opens up on the road against Phoenix College on August 23rd, but our first home game, not counting the alumni affair that takes place on August 18th, the first official game will be on Saturday, August 25th. And what's unique about that date, that's the anniversary of Yavapai College, the 50th anniversary. So they have all sorts of events during the morning. They got the Jay Leno event in the evening at the Performance Hall at Yavapai College. So they were looking for some activity in the afternoon, and they asked me to get a match on Saturday afternoon. And of course, that just so happens to be our bye in our 11-team league that we're associated with. So I was scrambling. I called up about 13 different programs throughout the West, and Irvine Valley College out of Irvine, California, the 13th call I made, said, yes, we'll come over and be a part of your 50th anniversary celebration. And we have a special kickoff time at 2 o'clock that afternoon at Ken Lindley Field.
Well, since you are a junior college coach, correct? Do you have a pipeline with high school soccer coaches around the region?
Well, there is a network with club coaches, high school coaches, and, of course, just as important, if not more important, four-year university coaches.
Sure,
because,
sure.
You know, that's our objective, is to move our young men on to four-year universities so they can pursue a degree while using soccer as a means.
Mm-hmm. And what describe, if there is such a thing, whatever off-season you have?
Not much of an all season. Mm-hmm. People thought I'd just sit around, after our final game against Tyler Junior College last November, just waiting for our opener in August. But quite simply, there's so much work to do during the off season. The main part of your time is obviously spent in recruiting. And this particular team, we have 2/3 of it will be new, 1/3 of it will be returners. In addition to that, the scheduling aspects that are involved, and as you know, we're at the mercy of the city of Prescott and the town of Prescott Valley when it comes to field usage, and they've been just tremendous folks to work with over the last 30 years since we don't have a field on campus. And so it's coordinating scheduling aspects, ordering equipment. There's so much in preparation for each and every season.
Mm-hmm. How much interest did you have in the World Cup that just completed?
I see enough soccer, but obviously I don't have all the answers, so I do watch it and try to pick up on ideas. And I enjoyed this particular World Cup to see some new faces succeed instead of watching Germany and Brazil always competing in World Cup finals. So it was good to see some new faces. I enjoyed watching the Belgian team, which was exciting. Their coaching staff have some ties indirectly with Yavapai College because their particular World Cup staff coached some of our players that were professionals, and so I was kind of rooting for that particular country. And of course, Croatia, enjoyed watching them. They have a nice, well-balanced team that never gives up, and mm-hmm. a bit unlucky against France in a lot of different ways. But overall, it was good to see.
When you're watching soccer at that level, what are you looking at? What are you looking for that you're not looking for in one of your own games?
You know, again, something that stands out of the norm, again, just to generate an idea. It may not happen in that particular match, but it will open up some thought, and it's like, wow, you know, maybe I'll implement that free kick play with a little twist or something to that effect.
Mm-hmm. And tell me what you're looking for when you are looking at a player, when you're going, because you go around the country quite a bit looking for talent. Even if you only have a half hour to watch a player, what are you keying on?
A lot of times, it's not just his ability, but more importantly, how he handles adversity. And again, not everything will go the player's way. He may, we recruited a number of players in our history that actually had bad performances when I watched them, but I just enjoyed the way they handled the adversity. You could tell that they were winners. They were maybe a bit unlucky at the particular time, but they never gave up.
I remember a hockey coach telling me sometimes when he scouts a player, he's watching to see what they do when they don't have the puck. Do you do the same thing with a player who does not have the ball?
Absolutely. In a case of a defender, for example, it's constantly assessing the game, and I want to see his head swiveling. I want to hear communication. It's like a chess match. It changes all the time. And in a case of an attacker, he's always a step or two ahead of the action, so maybe that will give him an opportunity to get behind the defense for an open shot.
Now, anybody looking for your Rough Riders soccer schedule can go to goroughriders.com/soccer. Which games do you personally have circled on your schedule?
It's the next game, whatever the next game is. It really doesn't matter who we play because everybody will play their best against us. Mm-hmm. We should be sponsored by Target, but they haven't called us back. But that's okay. You know, again, everybody plays their best against us. So
yeah.
You can't, you know, we have the accomplishments and the record that we possess, and it's based on giving the sport respect and giving our opposition respect. You can't overlook anybody in the sport of soccer when one stupid goal can actually determine an outcome of a game. So again, right now we're looking forward to playing Phoenix College in our road and season opener on August 23rd.
So with all these championships you've won, which is tougher, getting to the top or staying there?
enjoy both of the processes. And we've been very fortunate to be ranked number one in the country 80 particular times in our history. And we've been in the national rankings every week since September of 1990. So we enjoy being on the top, but we enjoy fighting to compete to be the champions as well. So, again, it's just a matter of respecting the sport and enjoying the moment. And again, our priorities are quite simple. If, you know, if we're going to be, you know, helping these young men, we want to make sure they're pursuing a degree, using soccer as a means to get an education, moving on to four-year university, and hopefully they reflect back on their days at Yavapai College as being a fun opportunity.
Can you tell when an opponent has told his players, guys, we are playing the best, and they ruin their A game?
I see it quite frequently because a lot of times I in the early days anyway, I scouted a lot of opponents and then you see them play against your team and they have two different looks. So,
yeah.
So a lot of times you can't afford to underestimate the opponent and sometimes scouting will, you'll fall under a false sense of security. And again, you can't do that. So a lot of times, you know, we just coach our team, worry about ourselves and get ourselves prepared and let them adjust to us.
You told me about a year ago, and this about knocked me off my chair, because I asked you which coaches, when you got into this profession, which ones you idolized. And you mentioned Pete Sorber, who happened to be, when I was going to college, he was my school's soccer coach. What is it about a certain other coach that you can admire? What are you looking at?
His organization, his discipline, just the way his professionalism, the way he conducts business and his team conducts business. And Pete Sorber was 30 years at St. Louis Flow Valley. Pat McBride, another gentleman who is from the same area at St. Louis Forest Park. Those two guys were legends prior to 1989 when we first started the program at Yavapai College 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Now, how much soccer did you play when you were younger?
Played quite a bit, actually, but during back in those days, you played all the sports, you know.
Sure.
So I enjoyed baseball, playing center field a lot of times, batting first, second, or third. For some reason, I had some speed, but also played goalkeeper and enjoyed that position as well, where you can kind of run the show. And again, I was very fortunate to be on very good quality teams, so I just stood there and got credit for a shutout many times by just standing there because I had 10 players in front of me could have flat out play.
Sure. And you also went to baseball umpire school, didn't you?
Well, that's helped with coaching soccer in an indirect fashion because I understand what the game officials are going through a lot of times. So you know what to say, how far you can take your debate, and at the same time teach our players the right way to approach officials and the wrong way. We always try to tell the our players, you're welcome to say something, but this is not a debate team. This is a soccer team, so don't get the last word in.
Mm-hmm. As somebody who was training to be an umpire and respects the officials, how important is it to realize that if you are a referee, an umpire in any sport, the game is bigger than any team?
Absolutely. Again, the game... The game stands on its own merits, and again, I thank the officials every time they show up at the field. I always welcome them. Hey, thanks for coming, because without them, we wouldn't have a match.
Sure, sure, indeed. And when you look back upon your great career at Yavapai College, which seasons stand out, or are there certain players always come to the top when you think about it?
Well, when I reflect back, obviously the first recruiting class. Brings a smile to my face. That particular group kind of messed it up for everybody else because they ended up winning a national championship. So the standards were set high right away, and there's just quality young men that are in business, in education, in medicine, and some of them are still connected with the sport as a collegiate coach or whatever. So that first recruiting class, the 1990 national championship team, that's always been special to me. And because they took, they didn't know anything about Yavapai. You know, they couldn't even pronounce the word. And,
yeah.
But they trusted me, and I put the trust back to them, and they put the program on the map.
You've got players in their early, in their late teens, early 20s. What lessons are they learning from playing college at Yavapai that will feed them the rest of their careers?
Well, we don't have too many team rules, but we have some common sense policies, and one of those, quite simply, you better be on time, and you better be prepared, both mentally or physically. You better be organized. So they learn very quickly organizational skills, which is my forte, if I may say so, but again, they'll learn about discipline. They'll know, again, we treat them like young adults, so we expect them to be self-motivated and have that self-discipline to follow direction and so forth and to succeed. But, again, we don't shine their shoes, but at the same time, we're their best friend. So our door is always open if they need some guidance, whether it's from an academic standpoint, athletic standpoint, or a personal issue.
Now, if a young player, regardless of the sport, at this level, if they need to hold down a part-time job or something, are they able to do that and still attend classes and still attend practices and games?
We don't mind that so much during the off season. That means spring semester. But in the fall, fall semester, especially if they're first semester student, it'd be wise to take care of your priorities, which is school and soccer in that order. Mm-hmm. And if you can establish being a quality student with the college and a quality soccer program with the program, then you can venture off to other things. But again, it's not recommended, but we'll take it case by case. If someone approaches me, hey, coach, I'd like to earn some pizza money and work 5 hours a week somewhere.
I love to ask teachers and coaches the same question because it's this. How far can you push a player or a student to maximize what they have without breaking them? What's the toughest part of that?
It's really getting to know them, because every player has their own personality. Every player has to be approached a different way. Even though you have common rules and policies, you still got to treat them individually and show them that respect. And it could be a tough love, but then it'll, you know, then again, we may bark at them, so to speak, but then we'd be the first to put our arms around them as well. So, again, it's just, you know, just treating people with respect, and for whatever reason, I've been very fortunate where these players run through the wall.
And the soccer season gets underway next month. Tell us once again how people can get more information about Rough Riders Soccer.
Well, we have a nice organized website, and that's Go Rough Riders with an S, goroughriders.com/soccer. And you'll not only see our schedule on there, but you'll get to know our players, our rosters up there, and, of course, our information about our free soccer clinics that are coming up in August, both in Prescott and Prescott Valley. So we encourage you, if you haven't had an opportunity to watch this sport in person, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. It's pretty cheap entertainment, and you can make dinner reservations because most of our matches start at 6 o'clock, so you can have dinner before or dinner after because the matches go from 6 to 8, and except for August 25th, which has that special kickoff time at 2 p.m.
And unlike Major League Baseball, it's not games, right? And then Mountain Valley Park Free Clinic is on Saturday, the 11th of August from 9 to 10:30. And the Ken Lindley Field one in Prescott, Saturday, the 18th, the same time, 9 to 10:30. Coach Mike Pantaleon, thanks for joining us on Q&A.
My pleasure.
Another
Thank
great
you.
Season coming your way. Stay tuned. We've got some final thoughts and tomorrow's Q&A guest coming your way on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cotton. Wood, streaming live at KQNA.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military task-oriented mindset and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Ever wonder why Miller High Life is called the champagne of beers? Because it's a flavorful, easy-drinking beer with a perfect storm of tiny champagne-like bubbles. And it's been that way since 1903.
If you got the time,
welcome to the High Life.
We've got the beer, Miller Beer.
2018 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Drink High Life responsibly.
For 2,000 years, we've defended life and cared for the poor. We've built hospitals and orphanages and started the university system. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are the Catholic Church, the church founded by Jesus. If you've been away from the Catholic faith, come home to Sacred Heart Church. We've been saving souls in Prescott for 140 years. Visit us at sacredheartprescott.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
Hey, stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro, then join me back here Tuesday at 2 with my guest, LAPD detective turned prolific author, Mike Rothmiller. When I say prolific, I mean he's written 23 books. We'll be talking about wearing body cams for police officers and about some of Mike's exciting adventures when he was doing features for a TV series. Also, Janice Keeley with big news about the Mountain Artists Guild Festivals at Courthouse Plaza will be coming in tomorrow. That is all coming your way Tuesday on Q&A at 2 when I will see you on the radio thinking of our friends Barbie, Scott, and Gabby. Stay strong, my friends. You are in our thoughts.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.